When we came here in 2014, at this portfolio committee, we were all new in the portfolio committee. And as you may all know, that when you come into something as totally new, you are unsure of what is going to happen, of what you should do, of how things should happen. But we would like to say to you, you really assisted in making our life easy in this national assembly. I need to say that from a legislator, you are like coming out of a swimming pool. And when you get to the National Assembly, it's like you are being thrown into the sea. From a swimming pool into the sea, that's how I explain the experience of coming to the National Assembly. You can imagine coming out of a swimming pool into the sea, you become overwhelmed. But to make our life very easy, working with the management of the committee. And I usually say that your maturity, the manner in which you handled, you were mature. And I think this is why our committee was rated as one of the best committees in the National Assembly. So we want to thank you very much. This is why we thought we can't just let you go as a committee. We want to express a word of appreciation because of all that you did, taking even the extra mile to ensure that the committee gets the information that is needed for it to charge its money. You know, when looking at your leadership style and the committee, without any doubt, felt that you are competent. Because competency is one of the very important abilities that are needed in a leader. Your competency, you were competent for this job. It's such a pity that it is. Your leadership fitness, you were fit as a leader, like an athlete that's going to run the Comrades Marathon next week on Sunday. Your leadership fitness, which means you were able to take pressure, because as the committee, we sometimes put pressure. have no respect for Krishna or you. But you are always free to take that treasure. And you adapt it. You adapt it to what the quality requires of you. And you could always, all the time, that your mind was always set to do the right thing. The wisdom. There are instances where you brought things up, things that we as the community did not see. You would point out those issues to say, this area needs your attention as a portfolio. We are thankful for that. Because as I said, we were all new in the community, but you made us learn fast. And again, I think that we feel that it is the reason why we are rated one of the best for all the community. Mm-hmm. Doing the right thing at the right time. For any leader, that is very because you can do the right thing at the wrong time, which can be disastrous. We want to thank you for ensuring that whatever you did at the right time to assist the portfolio committee to discharge its mandate. And having a universal picture, which I think is important in any leader, not looking in front of your nose to understand it, but you have a universal picture. This is what you had, and you assisted us as a committee to have that universal picture, not just looking at what is in front of us, but looking at the bigger picture. And there are times when you really pushed us as the portfolio committee, wanting us to achieve things that we think are impossible as a portfolio committee. But you and the management always guided us to think that even those things that we think are impossible are possible. We would like to thank you very much. But we don't have enough words. We don't have the right words to thank you for the work you've done. And your selflessness, I think, is something that has really made us think that we need to be the stairway. I would just like members today would like to say just a few words. Any member would like to say a few words to do so before I ask Honorable Sulebu to give them a certificate of commitment and dedication. Because we wanted you to have something that is going to remind you of us. We want you to forget us because you will definitely never forget you. So I would like members of the particular committee, if any of you members would like to say a few words and give you an opportunity to change each day where you can come. Honorable member?
One thing to say, when we came to
Of
Thank you so much, honorable members and colleagues from the Department of Agriculture. This is really a surprise, and I'm honored to have received such a very unique unheard of certificate. So I want to say I worked for the committee of parliament 40 months. And throughout the period I've been employed, or I was employed because I left Parliament on the 29th of February 2016, we were a very unique committee chairperson even before or 24th Parliament, because we were a committee of officials or with officials who were working together and gelling very well, understanding the different roles that we play. And you would remember the friction and turmoil that exists among officials of different committees, and we never had that. And the reason why we never had that is because we understood our responsibilities as professionals, and also we understood that South Africa deserves a better quality of professionalism, which is dedicated to the output of serving the people of the country. So I want to also thank my colleagues who understood the diverse thinking among ourselves and worked together to serve this cultural community. And I would want to see that continuation where staff of the committee provide such efficient administrative function without any contradictions and without any turmoil among yourselves. Chairperson, I must say, when I worked with the committee, I was driven by passion, because I've grown up in faith. And sometimes certain things that I'll point to you were because I've been in the sector for quite some time. And I would be able to say to the committee, this is how it was done in about 2000. And this is how things started. And when things were envisaged, and this is how they have changed over time. And also I have had a unique opportunity to study the transformation of this country, especially the period 1985-1994, when the South African Arts Council and Heritage Center was undergoing profound transformation. And I've been able to read specifically documents, very unique, some of them that are in the private papers, that talk to the visions of different political formations with regards to the transformation of the sector. And I would use that quite often to provide direction to the committee and to provide others on how things in fact are supposed to be and how things were envisaged in the particular policy that was formulated in 92 or even earlier. And all those ideas driven by strong influence of radical critical thinking enabled me to assist honorable members with the information that I was able to generate. And I would also like to point out that I felt gravitated to understand how the constitutional vision of this country is and how then the arts and culture sector fits in within that broader picture. So, Chairperson, I thank the members for having afforded me, because sometimes one of the difficult positions is to be an advisor to the committee, because an advisor doesn't advise. But members of the committee took our advice, because I say ours because we would spend many evenings before the committee with Fiona, with Tabu, with all members of the administration team, thinking about how certain things need to be given priority and drafting the program and jiggling things around, thinking where to fit pens out. And Chairperson, I want to congratulate your leadership, because this committee since 2014, the fifth parliament, has shown so much interest that no committee on arts and culture has shown before. It has diversified its approach to issues that were never given oversight for. Issues of the National Archives have become so prominent, not only in this committee, but throughout the entire country, because of the work that the committee has done. Issues of the conditional, life conditional grant, they've never received such oversight before. And through the leadership and the commitment of these committee members, so that has been done quite well. So I wish you all the best, and hope that the political fusion that is in this committee, because for the success of any portfolio committee, you need members of parliament, despite their political diversity, to unite for the common goal of serving the people of South Africa. So I wish you all the best, and I wish that glue that has put you together, despite your political affiliation, I wish it can continue to hold you together. Even post August 3 elections, you come back as a committee focusing on the most important people that are bothering the people of South Africa. Thank you.
We need item number 3 in our agenda, which is the update by the Department of Arts and Culture on government in the agreement. What is it saying in the agreement? What in the agreement about the set of fresh the agreement indicates that the GSP will support starting the realization project. laws. Now, at this point, the point of dispute is that the DAC is not willing to directly contract Foundation or any other service provider on behalf of SARA. We are willing, however, to allow SARA, obviously, because they're not going to do the work themselves, they're not going to pick up a towel and a paintbrush and do the work themselves, to empower SARA to support bodies to do the work. And certainly, the Deputy Public Protector seems to feel that that was a reasonable approach to take. And at this point, there still seems to be a major sticking point with the South African Women's Association. And as has been pointed out to the Portfolio Committee, we have supported numerous organizations in construction and mitigation services. And we do contract directly with the organizations which try to find this direction. And so it is an uncomfortable situation that we are in. The settlement agreement provides a framework for how things take place. The DAC is obligated to implement the settlement agreement and is really trying to do our best to work with some of these matters that unfortunately are not in the
well, when your legal unit is looking at this specific item of providing support to ICT and what you are doing now, the managing the two collaborators, what is in the agreement and what you are doing. When, because when you're dealing with people, you need to work within the legal framework. You need to be sure that what you're doing is acceptable in the eyes of the law. So reading that portion that says, so ICT and what they do, does it allow you to do what you are doing? Now you have to look at the legal implications of this and not be shocked when Sarah takes you to court and start then to look at the legal implications. Because I think they say, there needs to come a time when this thing comes to an end. In one way or the other. Because if you put 10 million aside for work that is not going to happen, then there is a problem. Because if you put 10 million aside to say it's going, this is what this 10 million is going to do, and if they haven't do what it's supposed to do, it means they're going to end up with under expenditure. And under expenditure has been declared a crime by this one. If you understand, you've created a crime. Because people out there are paying for your assistance. So I don't know whether you have taken this as a legal unit for them to listen to this.
I just want to ask from the committee that we share the hearing on the side of Sarah Black in the process of the meeting and for why is this for us to do and for an oversight structure? We met the two parties. What is the next step for us? But I think now what we need to do is to move towards us the next step and find the closure so that we communicate back to both the government and some of the things that we have taken as evidence for the community. That's to stop the issue of the SMS. It's not a matter of that. There's 2 months that we hold, we still be getting those SMS checks. So what is it that we need to do now?
As a portfolio committee, our is an oversight function and defined as a command. So this is what I think needs to happen. To make findings out of the presentation by Sarah and the department, and actually this is what we have found. We come up with our findings, and this is what we are recommending. And then it should be taken to the because ours is defined and recommended.
It's not a very specific, I just want like to say, how soon can we do that? And for sure, now all of us here in the community, how soon can we do that? I know it's going to be difficult when we are leaving, this is the last day actually for us for this community. Maybe in the meantime, while we are waiting for others, we to have a communication that comes from this office, your office, directly to both parties, that the matter is given attention, especially to the defendant. But unfortunately, because somebody is rising, I can feel other. There's nothing that we can do. We've got our own time saving here in Parliament. We don't have just simple because we're here 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. Then we expect that everything will stop in Parliament and we concentrate on it. I think we really need to have a communication that goes to the defendant Taylor. To say, until such time that we come back, please wait. I understand your frustration. And if you don't even have a way, but you can also give me the number and
And what we have done is, well, I have invited the legal unit of Parliament. I'm meeting them tomorrow because I wanted to start them to look at the agreement and to look at what is being done so that as a committee we have legal information on how to deal with it. Because as I said earlier, it's important to do anything that is doing within the legal framework. I'll be meeting with them tomorrow at 10, the legal unit of Parliament, on this issue. Because you know that the department that people out there are pining for your assistance, are pining for your support. I remember saying clearly that the dreams and aspirations of artists in South Africa are in the hands of the department. And if you don't deliver, you are actually crushing the dreams and aspirations of the artists of this country. So, any other expenditure is not accepted at all. I know that the bulk of the other expenditure is on its infrastructure. And this is no excuse. There is no excuse at all. Because if you spend, if you understand in the area of infrastructure, and if the word goes out there that the department has understand by this percentage, people out there will not know that it's for infrastructure. And they don't know what that means. All they know is that money has to be given back to treasure because the department is not there. This is what the attitude of the window and so I think it's important that we learn each and every year we learn from our previous experience. And we can't come into a new year doing things the same way as we did last year if we are hoping for different results. Not coming and do what we did last year. Because the same thing comes up every time. It's because ICT, it's because implementing agents, it's because that and that. And this story is tired. It's a tired story because it has been told over and over again. Which one other meaning story is tired because it's said over and over again. And I think it's important for us. Issue, the first issue is to ensure that we spend the money that is given to us by the government. Because it's not ours. It's for the others. It's for the people out there. The money is required. And all the money that is meant to pay officials is paid to officials. But the work that is supposed to be done is not done. It's a different level. What does it mean? When all the money is paid to officials, but the work is not done. You need to look into the thing and see how the two are balanced. It's important. Without further ado, let me give over to the department for the presentation of the report for the expenditure.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Member. This is the presentation outline, which is looking at the key highlights of the policy of our new policy. Observatory is a national research center hosted by Art and Culture, Nelson Mandela Metropolitan University, Rhodes University, and the University of Fort Kent. And the most important function of the National Observatory is to determine appropriate methods for data collection based on the quality of the in the country. Also, the highlight was the launch of National Identity Campaign. In this month, the students are enjoying for good health. Partnership with the African broadcasting company, focusing education, launched the national education campaign and the program, African Japan Villa, which means our South Africa. The launch took place at Mototorono Primary School, Soweto, on the 4th of February 2016. This educational initiative was rolled out with online programs across the country. The SAPC partnered with the Department of Education, under the Department of Arts and Culture to further entrench the SAPC vision of the style of change to a reaching strategy rather than compelling another one was the dialogue on student information and eradicating slavery. This was led by our minister who met the social cohesion advocate, halfway in which the country can strengthen the inclusion of social cohesion and eradicating. The event was well attended with media showing great interest. The discussion started the way forward for the development of the full year in national day to build social cohesion, combat racism, and eradicate discrimination. And Chairperson, I remember, it was very much important that this becomes a problem. So the project service of society begin to ask pertinent questions and also to find answers to those questions, because the solution to social cohesion and cannot just be done by the partners, but the partners before you coordinate, but sectors themselves, people themselves, will make this work. The opening of the Rotterdam Library, that was on 1831 March 2016, our Jessica Kunisa Wanda came out in the newly built Rotterdam Community Library and launched the 150 million Rotterdam Library online in 2016. And then the community library was built at a cost of approximately 15 million and it was developed as a 2-1-3-4 library, which would be held as a service to the general community as well as to students. The arts and culture continue to host the Living Legends program. The department also here hosted another legendary author to Tamura and Edward Carroll on Saturday, 27 February, full agenda. So it's young artists from the center were honored by the presence of Dr. Herode, and they got an opportunity of engaging in a number of discussions. The dedicated author and poet is there giving to the powerful truth that artists did it in May to make it as right. The masterclass was part of the Indonesian Theatre Program, not to support as well as the Department of Arts and Culture and Information. After all, artists in the Department of Arts and Culture. The subject of abuse is as follows. Achieved is 67% and not achieved is 32% for the fourth quarter. And this is the comparative analysis of the fourth quarter, looking at the 2014, 15, 2015, 2016, which of course, I mean, there's a conversation here that not yet is one, right? Because we were at 71%. And I got proper specific performance for 2015, 2016, where you see that the administration is 50%, constitutional government is 58%, arts council promotion and development is 83%, and then this is the resolution. Now, we can perform it at this speed for the day. Looking at the problem one, the administration, number of students, this is the middle, health, the target for the fourth quarter, but we were able to outdo this number by 97. One more individual was conducted to demand from the community to engage in political principles. See there that the new housing was in the country, 1-1-1. Then the percentage of women employed at senior management levels. Our target, remember, 50%. Unfortunately, it sits at 46.94%. Percentage change due to situations and new appointments at SMS level. The feeling of current vacant SMS posts. Working with other communities address the gap in the new private services. And I've been told that chairperson that the recent sexual abuse that happened in the federal office in the country, we hope that we will be able to hit the target. And in the future, it's possible. Then the percentage of field with disability, our target is 2%. We understand that 2.57 and was the of women services, procurement and the local context. We think that the 100% of women services are procured to all the women services are procured in the country. The percentage of 31 impact results area let's score a target level as the percentage in annual impact received from the department of monitoring the policy for previous assessments here. Here we have targeted to start implementing the impact input plan. The progress that was made to improve the plan of the maybe of procurement, I wanted to speak with the contractors and providers about how it works with the benefits. But here, what the problem is, there's a range that is 50.01 procurement awarded to the provider. Now, the minimum value here is the procurement of goods and services from companies that are seen as a company sector where the energy was not contracted to other businesses. And just as another member, this is one of the things that we have started in the past, that we would need to get a different position. Number of shareholders contact signed with the account and this is 2020. We are on our target and we are able to do it. A number of public platforms for social cohesion advocates, we have planned to have three, but we are able to outdo the number because we have seven public platforms dedicated to social cohesion advocates and the number of quantitative reports on outcome forces are subject to pattern of monitoring and evaluation. The quarter progress report is developed and directed by Delivery Forum and the GD Technical Forum and Jeff and number of fully constituted and functional boards of agriculture and heritage public entities. We said here, count of 24 public entities are fully constituted. The board of tenants was dissolved, but in 2016, so we still have that out there. And as that has started to change, we are able to proceed with the appointment of the board. Number of community conversations on social cohesion and mission building in the area were targeted 10 consolidated community conversations. And we were able to also approve this because we used to have a and the spread of these conversations is the last time in terms of the official now, going to program C. Number of much human language research project implemented and completed with target H, and we were able to do H. Fully operational advanced controlling and wrestling aspects were targeting to have fully operational advanced controlling and wrestling hardware launch of advanced collection machines. But unfortunately, the advanced is not yet operational yet. However, the project manager has been appointed and assumed it on the 1st of April 2020. So the next time we come here, honorable members, we should be able to this farm project. Number of functional incubators established to support the development of arts and culture in particular one the fourth quarter, but we have been able to establish 8 functional to support the development of arts and culture and then we are put here the Western State, one of our kids, the state platform, from the market, from the culture and market field, and we will go out to the theater, to Malala, and to the then the number of petitioners were awarded to me. There wasn't any target for this particular quota, but the 51 students were awarded for that within the kilo that I received. The overall performance achieved was 400. And the graphic of the position was taken there. The total that was 5, and the rest of that was 1. Number of practitioners placed in schools, the target for the year was 300, but not necessarily any target for the program. But I have to say that the program has been made in the 152 practitioners, including all the programs, the state, art and culture, council, and the one that is here to see as a partner to have an entity can have the responsibility of this, there's no argument in the just because we can see in the graph that the gamble is other because of that action. Now I'm going to add problem X to the index. This one is negative. That was the target for the fourth process. That was being able to increase the community access and process. And the how they have been supported in terms of property, this stage two, how can you change the Malala 4 was in the sun, change the NK1. Number of flagship cultural events are for the year. The fourth part of the target was seven flagship cultural events and events. And if you can see the school and the event, seven flagship cultural events were supported. And there are some of them, the most popular one, like the town, number of part-time job opportunities created across MGP work streams. There is an annual target here, one in fourth quarter target. So 8,901 opportunities across all MGP work streams and cultural programs created. Going to problem four, message innovation. Number of government gazette publications is another part of the program. there was one target for that one, so we were able to do one government gazette which was published, and this particular gazette carries about 250 so another publication on progress in the program to document the knowledge of the 10 living human children in poverty. The target here was one publication on progress in the program to document the knowledge of the 10 living human children. Unfortunately, we did not achieve this. To say that the problem here is that 10,000 million children were in 5,000. However, knowledge on the children has not been published, and the impact news has still been transcribed. Number of multi-year digitalization projects completed. The target here, the fourth target of 2 digitalization projects completed. We have here the integration of all 591 digital has been concluded. The official end of our plan is 17 March 2016. And also the test user paper, which is the integration of the test user paper, is completed. And the federal hard drive has been received by the National Archives, copies were made, and delivered to the National Foundation. Percentage of accepted disposal authorities issues, 100% of accepted disposal authorities are our target, and 4 applications are accepted, and all 4. Now, our partner is in health care studies awarded the year. There wasn't any particular target in the fourth quarter, but the annual study, and the progress that we have seen before, the 100% of the they awarded. And the breakdown number of flex and pools installed at schools again, and we didn't have any fourth quarter packet, but the packet was 2,000. What the problem is the better to me is 1,000 of the flex. And that's hard part in case where this flex where we stores the problem that has been a problem here is then take the photo by the power and then we go. Number of handheld flex distributed here, the target here was 26, but 100,000, for 26, and then the first part of times was 20,000. And but the flex that she drew this part is 19,000 euros in the tank. And the graphic representation also indicates that the living problem here is possibly the event. So I would distribute this to the event. Maybe the event has been changed. Our community letter was built here. Target here was 20 new letter was built. The whole quarter target was 18. What we have been able to do is 5 new letters and 81 modular to one purple driver. Because in cases where the agent needs the agenda, we want to in the process of doing big and most we provide those drivers with the source. At least the community and schools do have access to information. Number of the community library upgraded, we had for the years looked at 50 and then the fourth part of our 46, but only we were able to meet the time, so only 28 libraries. Now this is a geographical spread of libraries where we look at new libraries, probably benefit new books, the Western Cape, which are about 2, the Bombo, 1, 2, and if you look at the upgraded libraries, Kaltain, Kazan 3, Kumalaga 2, Kazuma 5, Western Cape 2, Northern Cape 10, and the Bombo 6, and then if you look at the modular libraries that we provide, the modular town, one Eastern Cape of 20, as well as Mbogo, which is a quite a modular library. In fact, one of them is launched on the number of schools within the booklet, the first part of National School Board of Projects, there was a target 2,000, for which for part of the wagons, and materials for 3,938 schools in Bazuna had to be about 70 schools in Bazuna. This is a breakdown like 3,000 in the land fashion, and just to show that there is a breakdown. Then verification of performance information by the general office. I would want to bring to the attention of the portfolio committee that the performance information is protected from slides of participation of how the department performs. The performance information is being objected to scrutiny through the internal policy to assess the information. Going to the expenses and costs, spending the summary of by the better expenditure. Program and the application, and this way the detailed experience of the program and explanation of the experience are highly important. So, secondly, you may remember this is the budget of the department. The final appropriation is 2.8, and the expenditure up until March, the 30th, and the budget is 49 and will take a note of the economic education. Compensation of employees. Climate convention media and and then I think that's it in the main appropriation of 1,193,192. And then the center was March 31st, 1,129,000,000. And then the public corporation, 133,000,000, and the amount of money that was spent is 108,000,000. Non-profit organization was 101,000,000 in 2018, and the money was spent. Our social budget and the transportation is building and other things, structure, machinery and equipment, maintenance assets, software, payment for financial assets, so the whole amount comes to that 3.8 million that is indicated from the Now, coming to the explanation of expenses of the starting with compensation of employees. This time I can include the remuneration and social contribution by the employer, receive wages, salaries, overtime, remuneration of night shift, cost of living allowances, house allowances, bonuses, pension, medical. So as I did indicate, that an amount of 240 million has to be paid as a much. A variance of 5 million was due to the state of school of banking and the legal interest in recruitment and collection. Goods and services. This refers to items the use of payment for all goods and services to be used as government needs, goods and services of the current nature of students, purchases of technical. Here an amount of 9 million has been reflected in the 31st March 2015. The balance of 35 million was due to delays in the process of municipal charges and operation using the original structure passport, delays in the installation of flags and schools, cost cutting measures on travel, whereby international trade federation was introduced. Interest and rent on land, these are payments associated with debt. For example, interest on borrowing and overdraft facilities as well as payments on overdue accounts, an amount of 203,000 has been intended as the 31st March 2015. Financial agencies and accounts, current transfers, these expenditure items relate to subsidies to the department's public entity. The performing arts institutions transfer are processed, captured, libraries and heritage institutions on the market. An amount of 1.2 billion has been transferred to various institutions and the debt is much bigger. These are transferred to institutions. Departmental agencies and accounts, capital, these expenditure items led to maintenance, upgrade and refurbishment of the department's warehouses, museums and libraries as well as construction projects. An amount of 23 million. Has been incurred as the variance of 3 million was due to the agency to the provinces, municipalities, conditional grant and community libraries, expenditure related to the transfer for the conditional grant and community library and funds are transferred to the province on a quarterly basis into the agency. An amount of 1.2 billion has been transferred as the deficit March. The transfer to provinces are based on the approval on the approved business plan. The spending is outlined. So what the department does, we have transferred the entire amount of funds. But we do have the slide that shows how provinces can actually spend this particular conditional grant. As you can see, the Eastern Cape has been spent 97%, 99%, Gauteng 69%, KwaZulu-Natal 77%, Limpopo 99%, Mpumalanga 77%, Northern Cape 85%, Northwest 97.4%.
Western King, 99.7. So that's how a problem can actually be for it, government and international organization, this budget relates to transfer made for it, government and international organization. An amount of $4 million has been intent from the state March 2016 to our Commonwealth Foundation and African Wealth Research Fund. Higher education, this budget relates to transfer made to higher education institutions. An amount of $80,000 has been intent from the state of March 2016. Households in expenditure items related to all the financial assistance project and the department fund during the financial year, employer social benefits and energy project, an amount of $26 million capital in care for the state of the national system, a variant of $3 million due to our social development and financial action. Fund incorporation, current expenditure, this expenditure relates to transfer payments to NGE, cultural development, human resource technology, and digital government project, a current transfer of $99 million. And the capital transfer of $9 million respectively has been transferred at the 31st of March 2016. That was a value of $9.6 million due to the under expenditure of MCG project and $5 million on capital work of settlement transfer. Non-profit institutions have a capital expenditure related to subsidies to ASA, YMA, LSS, ASA, collection of MCG projects. The current transfer of $149 million and the capital transfer of $37 million respectively have been transferred at the 31 March 2016. The variance of $16 million are mainly due to our social development. Building other structure, this target includes the testing of mesh machinery and systems, including IT equipment, as well as the acquisition of a building and other structures. An amount of $25 million has been incurred at the 31 March 2016. The machinery and equipment stated above description, expense of $3 million in care and safety much. The value was due to the tender issue through since I think 2016 financial year. The valuation process was only finalized in March 2016. The information documents just created the tender was the consideration of the project size as well. The procurement of cash home, the fire for storage was not used. Heritage assets. Heritage assets refer to assets of significant value for communication of historical and heritage space. The expense of $183,000 has been intended. That's much. Software and other intangible items, this budget relates to the testing of machinery and equipment, including IT equipment, as well as acquisition of building and other fixed structures. The amount of $6 million has been intended at the much from the value of $387,000. Payment for current assets. This item originally of transactions of the state of the country that has a payment of this financial system. And about 511,000 has been paid at the one national.
On your comparative analysis, and page 5, what is this KV? When looking at the I want to see what the structure is. Another report and another book.
Does not explain why this is not explanation. Yeah.
saying, what role do you play as a chairman today? Because you are pointing at an institution that is out there that is being called so and so, it's not or whatever. But what role do you play as a department in that way? Because sometimes you bring issues to the third party late and expect them to do one night. Because I always believe that it's the responsibility of the department to bring to the attention of the third party issues well in advance, so that it's not you who can understand the department. And what are the implications?
Thank you. who made the flag and how many people were employed, I would really be informed if I charged you the response to that question. I would just have to gather that information and not try to get the information.
If you provide the information, you must accept the one. Note that the question was asked before the portfolio committee. And in fact, what the portfolio committee has noted was that the flag were not manufactured yet in South Africa. So as we look for information, that's that accept the one. And as you are saying that 100% of your budget has been spent in supporting South African business. But what does it say? And the question arises, if that's the case, it means that the flags are supposed to be here. And if they are not, we are not looking for that. So we are not creating any job. So at this point, the reform has that effect. The issue was raised in one of our meetings.
And then there was a question around the PMU, which of course was the and how it affects the in fact, we are in a process of building the national there's a couple of people who are aware of this. We are very much aware that the kind of skills and the number of people we have are not actually matching the kind of responsibility that we have as partners. Because this kind of work is not just about maintenance of the existing infrastructure, but the larger transformation of the heritage landscape where we're building museums and monuments across the country. We need to better happen. So that's what we are working on. In fact, I think that we started by saying we're going to have people working on the contract and some stage of pushing at a 3-year contract. But we realized that when we went out to advertising for those, we couldn't get a good food because few people would leave their jobs for a 3-year contract. So what we then did as a negative management, we sat down and we said, let's review this. In fact, you need to then say 5-year, but also renew so that people know that they will be employed for 5 years. But if they are actually doing good work, they will always be the ability of the union. In that way, you are able to retain that skill within the time, because we will believe in this. For as long as they can spend everything, because as I'm saying, it's not just about the maintenance, it's all about the new infrastructure. If you need to the new infrastructure, you always need to maintain that infrastructure. So this is more work in progress, so that by the time we come back here, we will also be recording progress in terms of how far we have gone in terms of work. So we know as well that as we move the problem in terms of space, and then there was an issue around international organization and orientation. In fact, I think this is how we capture the documents, but I think that it should be very international organization because we don't give any money to foreign countries. We give money to international members, we subscribe as members, so we subscribe to many but also with the studies, our own African workers as well, who should be the best, then we provide the other items I would like to request colleagues to deal with, they are about related, I would like Chairman to allow the decision process to deal with that, and of course with the financial, CFO, as well as energy project, and we can do a problem too.
I just want to outline the, I think, the focus in terms of the assignment of the DG, where we are. In fact, the position must be advertised on the 18th of December after Mr. Buyotek left. We should not advertise for the 18th of December, but the Twitter pool was not good enough for us to get on with the shortlisting. He then re-advertised again on the 4th of March. In fact, the closing date was on the 4th of March. And we had 11 applications, we shortlisted 5 candidates, and only 3 were able to come for interviews. One, in fact, we grew in his application, and one could not come for the interview, and then after that, then we grew. We had interviews with the 3 ministers, in April. And after that, it was decided that the 3 candidates were not fit for the role for the position. So the closer then is left to then the minister to carry on with the headhunting for the position, because we have done a thing with me as best as they want. So we now at the stage of the headhunting. And that is in terms of what we have to do in April. So the minister will then get on with it.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, and just to start a confirmation of the information that as you see on the financial report that there is 5 million underspend. But if you look at the vacant positions of the department, they will cost the department 15 million. That shows you that we are very understanding in terms of compensation to the employees, because all the vacant positions that the department has, it will cost us 15 million per annum. And if I go to specific questions that the members have asked, the first one of the issues raised was about the interest that the department is paying. The interest was actually due to, you know that when payments are made, the company will charge you an interest. And so there were some issues which were late, which the department paid late due to some issues in those particular invoices. Some of them, funny enough, they were from the Auditor General himself, where there was dispute about the amount charged and the hours they were taking on some of the invoices. So because of those delays in the show, we actually settled for those particular invoices and settled them. And in terms of accounting, we need to recognize them as interest, not necessarily as auditing. There's also an issue of inversion from public works. When we see, as you know, that public works is doing some of the projects for the department, when we see inversion from public works, we need to reconcile them and match them with the information that they received from them. And in most cases, we find there is some dispute and disagreement about the invoices. And as a result, delays are made in terms of settling those particular invoices. So if you see, in the end, you will come and those invoices will not be settled by that point in time. So it creates that there will be an understanding in terms of our actual cash flow. But if you look at the total financial statement, you see that there is an item called payables, and there is also an item called commitments. If you look at our commitments for this year, they amount to about 95 million. And our payables, they amount to 15 million. Almost, what 110 that we were supposed to spend in the previous financial year, but which we have not yet spent. But because of the cash accounting that we are using in government, it shows us if we still have money, but that money is committed and it must already be used for the previous financial year. The issue of foreign government has been addressed. On the issue of understanding on household, I just want to go to the slide. Yes, on slide 47. Where you are saying that there is a 3 million understanding. And this is because if you look at the process of MGC funding, that organization will receive a letter that you will receive 3 million, for example, from the department. And we find that in terms of the funding approach, that they need to perform certain part of the way or the after the application, perform, submit a report to the department and the alliance is people. So we find that, as I was able to explain, some commitments are also explaining why they understand what MGE, because the department will fund projects until a certain amount, and then after the organization has submitted all the compliance document and the report, then the balances will be paid. So we'll always be left with something that we need to spend, like waiting for the organization to comply and submit the required document. So I think those are the things that I'm asking you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Chair and honourable members. Let me start with the easy one, which is ALCOPS. it's not easy, yeah, no. Please, I think here we have honourable officer, because we had the chairperson, as you alluded to, honourable member, the chairperson and the chairperson resigning at this recently in the year, and we then initiated a process to replace the two members, which basically now has the appointments have been made by the minister. Now, whilst we are looking at that, then another member recently, it's been up about two weeks, also attended his recognition. Now, we still have another problem now because, again, the council does not call it again. So we are now trying to actually replace even that member. But currently, I think with the appointments, with these two appointments that have recently been made, I think there will be 7 council members, which is the minimum required for the council to operate and to operate. But we feel that we need to appoint an additional member just in case, so that we don't have the same minimum number of council members, because it's one resignation, then that council doesn't operate. So we have a number of challenges with the resignation, but we're doing our best to ensure that we have 3 members. In terms of Penthouse, Penthouse was, if my memory serves me well, the current council has hardly completed 2 years in office. Yeah, and they established in office for 5 years. So they still have another 3 years or so to go. So that is the situation. So I hope that answers the question and also I'd like to do as well. Thank you.
Have you looked at the recent
respond, and I think it's nice to show the sound of the issue, but the issue of criteria
that they get qualified in the post. I think it's something that you have to look into. because we do not really, what we do is in the first meeting when we hold there, we actually go in the first meeting with the committee and we introduce them to the council that these are the new appointees and all of that. But I don't think we have not taken them through the whole induction program that we take new councils to. And also just to answer one question around who is the current chairperson, or who is the interim chairperson at the moment, the past, it's Advocate Tango. He's the current member of board at the moment. But Minister has appointed a new chairperson, I think it's Ms. Africa Demand. She's a new council, she's a new chairperson of council. Also, this has appointed another person who was the previous CFO of the Department of Art and Culture to bring in the financial expertise to the institution itself. So those members will be introducing them in the next council meeting.
We have a manual, something that complex. All information.
We do have quite an elaborate induction book with all the details that the council members need to be able to actually go there and do their business. From the mandate of the Department of Arts and Culture, the mandate of the institution, up to the laws and some of the government systems that they need to be aware of. We can provide that to the community. It's a 2-day induction program that we actually undertake with each council when it assumes office. And that is something that we can also provide to the committee.
New things creeping up that are scary. When you think it's pencils and cut off, there are things that are going to up. And when the time is off, we're going to share them. The other things that are going to up, and you'll be shocked. So I think it's important that unit. The issue of transfer CFO, the money that is I think if transfer goes under in your watch for the fact and charge, there'll be a lot to under. If that institution, because that is a constitutional institution, it's not like a nice institution. If it goes under, you need to work hard to ensure that it does not happen. And there were meetings that were held where the council was advised to take those that were granted by the CSA. So I think it's important for you to work with this come closer to them, support them, and treat them, because 80% of the budget goes to the entity. And your tenant is not your entity. That's the short answer also. But we have advised them to work closely with the department. That is where they get their money. It goes through the department, and there is no way that they cannot have a relationship.
Constitution saying, what is the Act saying, and, you know, so while trying to look at the gray area, we need to work together, because that Constitution is important to the people of our country. That is important. We make a point to them, we are making a point to them. Let's try whatever means we have in our disposal to ensure that 10,000 people go right. Because if that happens, we are all in trouble.
And you know, it's threatening people. When you look at the country, or you can see that the men were willing and trying, that the person did assisted from the department, from the AC to assist the person. Really, it's so bad that sometimes you find that unarmed person is disrespecting the decision of unarmed person. But the matter of the workers here, it has been decided that system is those people. And for me, when I analyze, once you pay off those people, it's minus one problem that you are having. At least you have dealt one problem with the problems that you already have in the institution. So maybe the solution we should really understand what is the problem. Why are they not? What is the problem? Why are they not intimacy? The decision is carried for the community. Because all of these things are taking us money. Going first to court, coming there, litigations, other litigations, they are costing this government money. And that's very situation, because I don't know whether our bureaucrats in this country, they realize that this country is gaining. And sometimes it's gaining because of their own doing. Because policies are there. Policies are there, issues are there, but for them to implement it becomes a problem. I don't know whether they find joy in the current situation that is being in the country. Especially what they did yesterday in Hammersbach. And when you get deeper, you find that at the end of the day, the bar stops with the bureaucratic system because they do not want to implement what is already being decided in that country. The same with Takeoff. We as a this social committee, we are working with you hand to hand to try and normalize the situation. All of us are working for government, whether we are in parliament or we are on the other side of the arm. All of us want to see normality in all the institutions. We make trials, we cut in, we make trials, we make recommendations. We're not insisting on it because we are making recommendations because we are on the ground. We see what is taking on the ground. You know, for example, the situation was analyzed. But today, as I'm sitting here, I'm telling you, they are saying they're going down to court. And look at that. And what people are saying, if death does not solve the problem, but the problem to identify at that time that the problem is with manager. When we were there, 2014, if I remember. The problem is within the managers there. Where are we to work? And the problem is within managers. Today, the problems that are in the board, they are within because of the manager. They are board members, not including the managers. Because the managers, they go to the board members and give them information that suits them. Because most of them, they want that charge of not receiving. And I was even saying, analyzing along and saying, these people didn't realize that some of them don't even have some attention on their manager based on the fact that historically they've been waiting on that decision for 3 or 4 years. They don't look at the fact that you can go ahead to public safety commission and say those people do not qualify to where they are. But they are our own people. And really, I don't understand even the official doctors that are assigned to that, to those things. Please let me sit down with this manager and show them some of these important issues, because you can see that the people do not want progress. They are trying to stifle each person. They don't want to see these institutions, cinema. You, with the situation in Temple, you can see that you can begin, because I say that it's like constituents, I do constituents work today, other than being assigned by the portfolio commission, that institution. In other words, every day of my life, the newspaper that are there, whether the type of whatever, papers will always be there. Then I will know what is happening in the news. Without even physically going there. So, 2 months I've not been in the institution. I have the institution every day, but when I go to airport, I have there. When I go to town, I have there. Waterfront is there. So, you hear the news. And they have my number, they call me. Sometimes I used to see all the different from papers. I don't even want to listen to these things because they are gay to listen to. My point is, do you really want to see this institution going down, being burned down, because the cash of them is there. We can't run away from it. They are not going to bury it. You know where you have the library, Burukana, waiting to have there. That is a very valid, it's highly valid. I'm telling you, if some of the issues are not attended to, you will find that they're not in burning that library. It's a high draft library. It's a high draft library. Very high, I think, because I'm having that problem also. So what I'm trying to say is, I don't know what is the problem that I can't solve in the process, because the problem lies with the management. I can name them, I can tell you. Some of them, when we came from Temple of the last time, they were even calling us, calling you the weekend, and I said something that even said, but why are you calling me? Because I'm not doing my own friend there. I'm not in that area. When they tell you, they speak away. I can tell you what I have. And if one can do this, this one can tell you this. And they are all lies. And when you listen to all of those things, they are all lies. It's even worse when the board member collude in that institution in the senior manager. And we listen to the board member. Some of the decisions, the current decisions, I'm happy because you said that the program is 7. Like 1 or 7 in all. Then in other words, the decisions that they've taken, that are illegal in my, as a person who comes from labor. I mean, I've been in labor for almost 25 years. As a side steward, you can't say you are taking the salary of the person without giving the person in theory and giving investigating whether the issues that are there to the person, they went to the internet area. There's an issue that is in dispute, and the worker, they are saying on that issue, should they touch the salary of the agency or their military approval? We have what we call social responsibility. The policy was requested by the NEC and the media because there was a program of education that helps a lot of students in that project. They requested all institutions, not only CAPOC, in all institutions, request donate electrons to poor students. The CEO that the chairperson was there agreed that this will make about 10, if it is 10, I don't remember how much is that. The letters were donated to poor students, but now the money has to be collected from the CEO. It doesn't mean they did not follow the procedure, but there are legal actions if you have not followed the procedure. My question that I have, because those procedures have reached those poor students, they are my students, they are not the students, they are not the students, but they are the people who are coming from poor backgrounds, and the decision is taken that 10,000 will be kept for 3 months from the salary of the CEO. Who are coming to now to question that CEO has not been paid the extra allowance? He has made the CEO from other people as a member very well, but he has not paid the extra allowance for any refuse. They refuse to pay him the extra allowance in that. So what I'm trying to say is, I was really doing a good job in managing this institution. If ourselves as senior manager of the Department of Art and Culture, we want to instill in this institution our culture, we don't look and follow the law, what is that the law is saying, if this is happening. So what I'm saying, but here and here, all of us, there's a serious problem that is going to happen in a course. By the time we come back to Akan, if they don't solve this problem, I am telling you, a huge, huge thing will have happened in that institution.
Thank you. And I remember I was a board member of one institution in this country. And there was an official from the department in that board. Because sometimes we take decisions because of emotion, you know? We say this should happen, but the official from the department says, according to the act, this cannot be
than board members. You know, they are there to guide us. When we are taking wrong decisions, they come in and advise, not telling us what to do, but just to say, this is what they actually say. So whatever you do, do it within the legal framework. Not us taking the decision, and then thereafter, we are like, oh no, we've acted against the law. So I think it's important for the department, because unless I'm sure we are hoping that it's going to come to an end, the unblending approach that you have in the end. We are hoping that it's going to end. Because you have this attitude, but those boards are boards that have to take their own decision as the department. Maybe this is what the act is saying or whatever. But the money is from the department. So as the department, you are supposed to give guidance. And the people who are there in those meetings should be clear of what should happen and how it should happen. Because as all of the people are saying, we come in there with our own agenda sometimes. An agenda that is totally different from the agenda of the department. So you, in those meetings, you need officials that understand what should happen and how it should happen. It's very important. And this is what we said in the very beginning, that he ended to form when we leave this in 3 years and 3 years and I wish you were a man. You as a department, you will have really done what you are supposed to do to ensure that the entity that you give money use the money for the right. There's a lot that's happening in all the entities. And where are you? Come closer to the entity. Have people that are going to do what we are doing when we get there. That's the whole week. In fact, the whole week, and look at the book. Look at how they control. Look at how they control. Because they are doing their own thing. That has nothing to do with what you want. That is not aligned to what you want to achieve. They want to achieve their own stuff. You can't afford that. You cannot. But we are hoping that from the discussions that we get, back to the you sit down and do introspection and see where you are not doing well, test yourself on the problem is doing well, how you're doing well, but the entities, because they control 80% of the country, you need to ensure that in that area you are not found in one job.
I wanted to say we didn't have an opportunity to thank the department on the issues of the case of justice. And much of them they don't pick up here and there that needs to address what have become of the official department. I understand the role is actually about to help to wave the passion of the in the school for the weekend. I come out of my head, I think it's one of the things that we need in the school for actually there. That Parliament is a high position in the nation. It's a high position and the member of Parliament should be respected and acknowledged. And we are very simple in this community. We don't demand a lot of things. We don't demand that. We treat it like as if you are not right. One step in department there are protocols. In parliament there are also protocols. In the portfolio committee there are protocols. Communique for the community is always communicated to the child. Really, I identify joined the way they treated the child. They treated here so they do. I think I really need to say. I need to bring here. Because I do want to go to my end. I always, they think of me as well. So we need to rectify that. Even if invitation is not invitation, the election is okay. Other invitation in the event. If Jago is asked to be free for us, it's because she has a mandate. She has already spoken to all of us that can I have to speak for you for that event. Sometimes, for example, now we are not going to be here. Communication is done through an office from the office. Where I would be interrupted, I don't even have a way to answer the key if there is an event. But because there's a communication between myself and her as a communicator, so I would say to her, ask the key on our behalf. But the treatment that she gets really, I think we need to really set it up and make it happen. The same with them, if they are invited here, would give them the same respect that they need to get. Also, the teacher person is showing myself because I had to go from the family age because they were saying we can't give you this cake. I think those, I mean, understand the controversy because it's missing the party. If we are going to be treated differently as members of family, from other members of parliament, who are better deployed in the executive. It's a problem. Because when I went there, I really saw that ministers and everybody else, but members of the government, it's from other members of parliament. You have to move from where you are. Some of us do not even have hands here. They have left their hands. They have moved. You will be fortunate when you have it. And when you have arrived, you say, I think it was honorable because in one parliamentary day, because I'll be moving to come and fetch the ticket at that time. I told them that, okay, another member, don't have a car, I'm going to fetch the ticket there in the department of social. When you get there, the member will say, okay, you bring mine and the other one. Because to take a taxi, the bus is left from the village, it's 200 grand from Akashia Park to Parliament. Another 200 grand going back, in other words, it's 400 grand that a member has to spend to just come and fetch the ticket. So that's what I'm trying to bring forward, that the way I saw it, it happened out there. I'm not saying I'm taking it here, I was in charge, I found charge, everything was respect out there. So, because I did not introduce myself as an MC, I introduced myself as not charge to the door, they just saw, just a person there. Yeah, but I can see such time that the parliamentary like, officers will come in, and that's why they were like, oh, bye-bye. Then you, that's where you'll be treated differently because now Baba holding you. Yeah, you may understand. So I'm just trying to say thank you for that party. Please welcome that. Because there are other churches that can come in that never just want to attend. I'm going to attend my okay. The person would want to go to Queenstown, the other one would want to go somewhere. We would say we are special, and this of the members of parliament, there's a degree in a protocol, I did protocol in school, there's a degree in a protocol, how do you respect and treat people. So, including especially, there's the joy festival that is coming to the I've never had a in my life. I want to experience this thing because I only want to improve what is in the social space. Monica. I know you always deliver. Monica delivers. When you speak to Monica, Monica delivers. If she delivers, then you will be in the Kimba. And she will say, how do you even want to end it today? So thank you, Monica, also for that. Looking for all of us. The other thing, some of the things we need to do that we will see that we can tell us, like we invited me in Bunkehan in Silver Second, really, unfortunately, our chief counsel has had a comment at her. Would really want to know if there are things that are going to happen next month and beyond in my talking, invite us. Because those things, some of us will also use as an opportunity to go and talk to the chief to constituents instead, but not to say my voice for you.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to add to that, I was looking at a range of phase 3 dialogue involving the nation and the educating interests. Now, these are national Now we as members of the portfolio committee, we may not always be able to make it, but give us an indication of such an event so that we can go a little bit, you know, to back to the next session and so on. But these are part, this is part of our lucky institution. And if we are not there, we will always get somebody to go on our behalf and at least we go and see what is happening. So that when we report to our conferences, then we can say, when they say there's nothing happening in terms of investigating the issue, we can say this and this will be happening. So this means, because I think we did previously ask for a calendar of events, but that calendar should still be so coming.
Yeah, thank you,
Mr.
Member. And I think we did indicate some kind of hope that we when you are inside, you need to do it well in advance because there are processes in Parliament that you have to go through. It's not like inviting you to take the model that you have to. You need to give time for job to be able to process the thing. And we have in provinces where we have members in the public coming from those provinces when there is an event. When you invite the country, you usually ask members in that area to attend the meeting. So I think it's important because if the honorable members are saying, they are related, whether we like it or not, we are related. So we need to know what we are doing. We need to be able to say, when you read the report, we need to be able to connect it.
view is not just a question of voting there. The question, of course, is whether, the kind of things that people are mostly, whether they are in the names of foreign governments, whether they are in the public. So that's how we are thinking of moving forward. And the NLP is very important. If you can, because.
Thank you very much. I thank you, Honourable Member, for making time for this meeting. I know that we are busy during the period, and Honourable Members are mostly their constituents, but you need time because I thought it was good for us to have the conference now rather than having it later when we are meeting in August. Just to ensure the AC that what you see in the what you are seeing now in the cross-cultural report is catered for in your plan, because what you did not have is catered for in the financial year in one way or the other. And we know that it's not easy, but who says it's going to be? Nobody says it's going to be. And I think what's important is that we need to deliver on our Department of Agriculture to deliver on it. And as the consultant from day one, we said, yes, ours is an oversight function, but we know that you need our support, and not for yourself, but for the people that you are the architect of this country. So, pledge our support because we want to see transformation. That's the key, that's the aim. And radical transformation is the key. And we still want to see what we are doing about theater in other provinces that are not Western Cape, that are not Gauteng, that are not Western. You need a theater in the Northern Cape, or steps that are showing that this is what we want to achieve, and this is the process that we are taking to ensure that there is a theater that is funded by government in the Northern Cape, in the Gulf of in case there is a theater, but there are some of them that are guild theater, for your opera house, for your music, but they are not getting funded from you. And you ask the government, because we said that this term is for radical transformation. And we want to see a radical here. We are looking for radical. We are looking for some fine transactions. Okay. So, in other close, I declare the meeting.
It's fine.